Girish, welcome to Global Conversations. So I welcome you as an author on this platform, and today we'll be talking about your book, Maroon in the Sky of Blue. And we'll also be discussing a little about mental health, since the book deals a little bit on the psychological side. So tell me, how did you start your journey towards author, from being a computer engineer and getting into authorship, and then getting an interest into psychology as well? So how is the journey?
So thank you so much for having me, first of all. I got into engineering because everyone else was taking engineering, right? I did not have any interest as such in engineering, and I joined Manipal Institute of Technology in 2007, and I was selected into computer science engineering. And in that one semester, I got ill multiple times, and I had to go to the hospital. I had to be admitted a couple of times, and things weren't good. And when I came back home, again I fell sick, and then it was diagnosed that I have some issues in the liver, and that needs to be treated. And the solution was a liver transplant. So this is in December 2007. So for the next 1 year, we were trying to arrange a donor. And that too is a task in itself if your organ fails in India. So it took us about a year to find a donor. Then I got liver transplant in January 2009. And then 1 year for recovery before I rejoined the college in 2010, January. So those 2 years gave me a lot of time to introspect, reflect, because I wasn't going anywhere. I was either home or in the hospital. And I was spending a lot of time by myself alone. So I thought, what if I can channel these emotions into something creative? And I started reading at the time. And before that, I was hardly a reader. And then when I went back to Manipal in 2010, it took me some time to get into the mix of things, be friends with people. But when I was comfortable, I shared the idea for the book with a friend of mine, and he said that you should write it because the idea is really good. And that is how the journey started. Like, I started reading a lot. I started writing a lot. I was writing journals. I was writing essays. That weren't published anywhere. But I was writing so that I could enhance my skill as far as writing was concerned. And then I got a job opportunity. Like, when I was in college, I got into this software company in Gurgaon, and I worked there for about 2 years, almost 2 years. Like, I was shy of 1 month, and I decided I want to be in a space where I'm writing all the time, and that is how my transition to copywriting began. I joined a marketing firm as a copywriter, and I learned marketing on the job. And while I was on the job as a copywriter, I was writing a book side by side. So it took me about 4 years to complete the book, but I think that experience of mine those 2 years, 2008 and 2009, gave me a lot of clarity and steered me towards my purpose, I would say, in a way.
Right. So can you give us a gist of your book? Like, what is the subject about? What are the characters based on? Are they like taken inspiration from two incidents or two events, or they are like fictional? How is the theme of the book?
So the story is fiction, but I'm sure character traits would be somewhat similar to some of my friends. Maybe I am also there in parts in the book. But the story is completely fictional. It is about this introverted teenager owner who loses his girlfriend in a car crash. And basically how he deals with that loss is what the book is about. On the surface, it seems that he is getting better by the day, But by the time you get to the climax, you realize that he was not getting better. In fact, he was getting worse. And then he had to be shifted to a hospital. So that is how the book ends.
This deals with a lot of personal loss and, a lot of grief. And as you know, we are in this pandemic situation where people are experiencing a lot of loss and grief globally. So the book has been timed rightly, do you think, for this period? Like, is there a positive message in the book dealing with loss and grief? Or does it like throw a light on, starting some kind of conversation where people can talk openly about their grief? What do you think?
So the book, I had completed the book, in 2017 itself, and I struggled for a couple of years to find a good publisher. That did not happen, and then when the pandemic came, I thought, why not self-publish it on Amazon? And that is how I thought, because I thought everyone is cooped up inside, no one is really visiting bookstore, so it's wise to get the books printed on. So I got the books printed on my own, became a seller on Amazon. Kindle happened quite easily, and that is how I started selling the books. So I would say ki, yeah, I think the fact that people are dealing with loss, and I think especially men, they are extremely they're not as open talking about their grief and their loss. And I think that has to do with how we have been culturally brought up. Men are supposed to be strong in the head, not express their feelings, and that has been happening for more than 100 years. Or even though we are living in 2021, but the mentality is way back, say what we used to feel about men way back in 1900s, I believe. So I think we need to change that. The book in a whole does not really convey a positive message as such, but it does reflect on how, if we are open about sharing our how we feel, we can get out of that pit of despair easily, and in the beginning. If we keep everything to ourselves, then that leads to a hellhole, and there's no end to it. Then you'll get worse by the day.
Yeah, like mental health is not openly discussed even now. So what do you think is this real stigma? Is it like coming out in the open about mental health, or is it keeping quiet and having yourself cooped up in some corner, and not talking about it? What is the real stigma here?
I think both are equally dangerous. If someone is talking about his mental struggles somehow, not just in India but across the world, and especially if it is a boy or a grown-up man, we look down upon him and we tell him ki, be a man. Why do you have to cry? And I think that needs to change. And it's in smaller cities, people in India especially, people don't even consider mental health to be an ailment. They think they associate that with devil or bhoot aa gaya, kuch aisa kuch, and they don't they think that something is wrong with his like something is, has
It's
done something to
supernatural.
that supernatural. Exactly. So I think that needs to change, but for that to change, I think that'll take a long time. Because even in metros, when someone is open up talking about their how they feel, people try, like a lot of people tend to shun them. They bring them down by saying, grow up, you don't have to feel sad. And the person who's suffering does not know how to get out of that situation. So I think the whole scene is a little disappointing, but now I think with more celebrities coming out in the open about their mental health struggles, sports people like recently Naomi Osaka came out and spoke about her mental health struggle, and she withdrew from the French Open. I think when slowly we're getting there, but I think it'll take a long time before people start talking openly about it.
Yeah, since you mentioned like celebrities and influencers talking a lot these days about mental health, but you know, it's like a double-edged sword, because when they come out about and speak about mental health, normally, you know, people say, oh, they're asking for attention, this is for promotion, maybe for their next movie or next series, you know. So with them, it's this kind of stigma. But with common people, I think it's still, you know, it's categorized like how you said it, supernaturally. This person has some uske upar chad gaya hai, that kind of a thing. It's still there.
Yeah.
But I feel women are considered more like, you know, they have a lot of platforms to speak about mental health and depression and anxiety and all these things. But there's nothing for men. So how do you think a change will come for men? It should be from men itself, or there has to be some kind of voice, or maybe, you know, through your book. Have you got any response through your book, people like commenting on it or like having some kind of open positive conversations through your book? How was your experience?
So there have been a few conversations around the book, because the protagonist, he has been dealing with mental health struggles since he was a child, and growing up, his mother did understand him to a little extent, but his father did not get him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he only had one good friend adds to the worsening condition of him. With how I think the way we can change the scenario for having platforms for men to express how they feel, I think we have to start from the right bottom. As you grow up, there has to be some kind of addition to the curriculum where students are taught about mental health and its importance, right? Where teachers tell not just females but males as well that it is okay to cry, it is okay to shed what you're feeling from inside. So I think the change has to be brought from within, because what happens is we tend to carry a lot of burden as we grow up. Like what we feel in the childhood, if that is taken care of right there and then people will not feel so much mental health struggle when they grow up. And I feel if something can be added, like I said, to the curriculum, or if there are platforms, like how in other countries, there are groups where people openly come and talk to each other about how they feel. I think we can form those groups here in India as well, where men are openly talking about their mental health struggles with each other. That could also, you know, change the situation to a certain extent.
And coming to the younger generation, do they have these positive role models, do you think? Or we need more positive role models to, you know, guide them in a specific way, especially, like, since you mentioned the protagonist in the book, you know, his father doesn't relate to his situation. So mostly from the childhood, if they look up to the father figure, mostly, and the father figure is like masculine and doesn't show his emotions and also, do you think if the fathers, they come towards more towards the motherly side of it when the child is growing, will that be a positive note on the younger mind? Like, how is your view on that?
Yeah, it could be. In fact, I was watching this video the other day, and it was about this man who lost his son to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was that alpha male in the family, he would not share his struggles with the family. He would not share it with his wife. He would not share the financial struggles he was facing in his business with his children. He would act as if everything was normal. But his child, he was struggling from inside. He was being bullied in the school. But he thought that he has to take it on his chin and not show that, because his father wasn't showing any of his weaknesses in front of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And when he could not cope with it anymore, he committed suicide, because he thought of it as a weakness. I think we need to inculcate that feeling mentally ill is not a weakness. We need to break that. And I think if we have an open conversation in the family where, you know, we get together, the all the children, the parents get together and they speak about their struggles, I think that will open up a lot of conversation, and I think children will not feel as bad for not being right in the head. So I think that could be something that we can be done.
Right. So like more conversations at the dinner table than, you know, sit and watch TV. Like
exactly.
Instead of watching that, you can sit and have conversations. And I think pandemic has given people a lot of time to do some kind of introspection, like in within their families as well. And I hope it's a positive thing for people now to, you know, talk openly about mental health after this situation globally.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the positive thing. I saw that you got a letter from Mr. Amitabh Bachchan. And how did that happen? Like, did he read your book? How was the experience?
I'm not sure if he's read my book, but, you know, I had reached out to all. So when I was promoting my book last year and the beginning of this year, I reached out to a lot of Bollywood people. And the idea was to send them the book. It did not matter if they posted about that on their social media handle, but the idea was to send it to them in case they happen to read it, and if they like it, then it could get converted into potentially could get converted into a web series or a movie. That was the idea. So I sent the book to a lot of people, and one of them was Mr. Amitabh Bachchan as well. So I think the book must have reached him in January. And when I think he was outside when the book reached him, and when he came back to India, he saw the book, he saw my mail, and he wrote that letter. And therein, he said he's read the blurb of the book, and he would read the book when time permits him to read it. So that was a very sweet gesture by him. Like it did help me. It did not just inspire confidence in me that I'm on the right path, but also that letter helped me gain a few extra sales as well, because when I posted that on social media, people bought the book. So yeah,
nice, good to hear that. And what are your future plans for now, like since this is a success? So what are you planning? How was some more books coming out in the future?
Yeah, I've written the second book. In fact, I've been reaching out to literary agents and publishers for the second book. And the second book is slightly darker. It is a psychological thriller, so that is that. And apart from that, there is this crime that happened in Noida some years back. So I want to write a true crime fiction on that. I want to narrate what happened in a book. Apart from that, I want to also start writing a few short movies, a few short scripts. There are a couple of people who have had an initial conversation with, who are pretty interested in collaborating with me for that. So that these are the few things that I want to do, and hopefully transition from being a digital marketer into an author full time. So that is the goal in the years to come. That I don't want to be doing digital marketing. I only want to be writing.
Okay, that is a great plan. So on a parting note, what is the message that you would like to give to people who want to transition from their careers into, you know, author and then get into the movies or maybe make web series? How will you guide them?
So I think if you really want to do it, then just go for it. I think whatever doubts you have in your head, they'll all wither away when you make that first move. And once you get in the field, you'll interact with people from similar backgrounds, and that will also inspire confidence in you. You learn about their journey and they'll learn about your journey, and I think it will go well. As far as, you know, transitioning into writing is concerned, anyone who wants to transition into writing, the advice that I would give is to write and read as much as you can, because this one thing has helped me a lot as to improve my writing. I can see the difference of how I wrote, say, 7, 8 years ago and to how I write now. So reading and writing are your two best friends if you want to transition into being a full-time writer.
So, according to you, the last thing that I want to ask is, according to you, is writing and reading a good therapy for dealing with loss and grief? Like,
So, in fact, scientific research has shown that writing a journal does alleviate pain. So, if you have lost a family member, or if you're feeling anxiety or depression or any of those negative emotions, then writing how you're feeling on a journal does help. And doing that daily has shown a significant improvement in the mood and how you feel. So that has been that has helped. Reading, I'm sure reading also does help to a certain extent, because then you're transported into a different realm and your present situation does not matter. You get involved and engrossed with those characters so much that you forget the present. So I'm sure reading would also be helpful.
right. Thank you so much, Girish, for being with us today evening, and wish you all the best for your books, and hope to see your movies and web series soon. Like, I love crime and I love thrillers, so I'm looking forward to see what you write and produce. Let's see. All the best
Thank
for
you
the very
so
best. Thank you so much.
much, Mary. It was lovely talking to you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you. Thank you.